KN4NUE.
KN4TFW.
Morning, sir. How are you?
On yourself, you must be headed to the deer camp.
Actually, I am not. I am working on a project for the club. And it's been on my mind for a couple of days and couldn't get it off. So I didn't sleep very late this morning, decided to get up and get started on it.
Dad, I always thought morning was the best time of the day.
Mind's fresh, you can, you know, when my mind is fresh, I can go 10, 15 seconds. Just kidding. I can get some good things on paper for a pretty good amount of time in the morning.
When you was in high school, did you know a kid named Rusty Pruitt? He's my boss out here. He was telling me some things about you. Say nothing. He'd asked me the other day. He said, "Who'd you talk to on the radio?" I said, "I talked to a guy from Campobello, because that's where he's from." And I said, "Yeah, Chad Hightower." He's like, "I went to school with a Chad Hightower," and it started from there. Hang on a minute. I'm getting ready to go into a bad area for me. Hold on. KN4TFW. I don't know what it is about that spot, but boy, it's gosh awful terrible. One of the smaller ones.
We had two, and me and the other guy that had his, we didn't get along too well. So we decided one day we was going to have a tug of war contest down in the parking lot. Now, I just want to add before I start this, well, you know what? I'd just let Mr. Pruitt tell it. I'd be interested in what he's got to say about it.
Said he used to park your Bronco in some unconventional places, he said.
One of them was on Glassy Mountain, and we'd been on a date that night, and we took girlfriend up top of Glassy Mountain. And one of the four Jeeps had hit a stop sign and knocked the stop sign over on the road. Broke it off, as a matter of fact. So we got out and picked it up and was going to give it to the police officer at school on Monday morning. Honestly, were. And we got caught on top of Glass Mountain by Spartanburg County Sheriff's Department. And he found a stop sign in the back of the truck, and oh man, it just turned into a nightmare.
he just remembered that he went to school with you, and that you had that Bronco.
For HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Trying to pass it to keep the daylight savings time like it is right now. It's like, man, you should go back the other way, because now the kids most of the year are going to be standing out there in the dark.
Not where the Senate passed it. Like, we got and don't have more important things to worry about right now.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
So, I deployed with a guy. His name is Alan Dabney. and he is a licensed card-toting Catawba Indian. His family lives up on the reservation near Rock Hill. And I'm not trying to be funny, I'm being serious. He's a legitimate Indian. And he told me one time in Iraq, when we were deployed together, that he did not understand why our culture thinks you can cut 12 inches off the end of a blanket and sew it to the top of the blanket and think you have a longer blanket. And he's talking about daylight savings time, is what we was talking about, which kind of makes sense to me, I guess.
Actually did it back in wartime to conserve energy so that it was daylight more when the people were up, you know. But I mean, you don't have that issue right now, and I'd rather have it, you know, light in the morning for the school kids and that, but everybody else would rather have it light in the evening, I guess.
That evening lets people work longer.
But then, like, January, the sun won't even come up till like 8:30. Getting used to. You do away with it, they put it back to the time that it was before you started all of this, right? Going up this time of day?
I am working on the traffic handling procedures for the club in between the next Simplex net. And I mean, it's just one page of, you know, instruction. It's not a big deal at all. But I can't remember if I discussed with what we talked about Monday night, have I?
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
So we're going to conduct another simplex test, listening test, in late June, early July, with the leaves on. That way we'll have data for two seasons, without leaves and with leaves. And I think we're going to finally answer the question. I've always heard it. Nobody seems to really know. But we're going to find out just how bad leaves do affect VHF. But in the meantime, until that time comes, we're going to offer some Zoom classes on how to handle traffic properly, you know, especially through a relay. And, you know, give a couple of Zoom classes until we, you know, get everybody who wants to train trained up.
Do you want to teach those?
I may end up doing it. I don't know yet. We'll see. Before NUE. So what do you think? Is that something that, I mean, I'm getting mixed feelings here with some of the club members. Some are just not interested. Some of them are. What are your thoughts?
Because there's two things for me, the lease and the new antenna set up. So I'll be curious to see how much better it does. I've been listening on the reverse input on the vertical during the net at night, and there's a couple things have changed.
Oh, wow. I know I'm going to take a long shot here. I know it's not me, but has mine changed?
KO4 8, not on the vertical, but I want to sit down one evening and see if I can get the beam located to where you're at and see if it picks up any better.
I got you.
I can hear a few other people. Ed's in much better. And I can hear more from over towards Seneca and Pickens, that area. So we'll see how that goes. I have not heard Chris yet. I just keep missing him, so I just haven't heard him yet.
Jerry?
Good morning, Andrew.
10-4 TFW. Good morning,
Andrew. KL4 NUE. Man, I am running behind this morning.
Already there. Your Tuesday or Thursday meeting today.
Which I already told him I was going to be late, so I ain't trying to be in no rush now. I'll get there when I get there. Morning.
Good, but wet. KL4 HK.
It's just sprinkling a little bit, but it's coming.
I'm just working on some club stuff. How about you?
All right. I took a chance this morning and took a shower in the house. At least everything drained. My septic tank was getting backed up yesterday, so that was fun. But hopefully, and then the 2 inches of rain today is probably not going to help none.
It sounds like you're going to have a daddy day. Am I right?
We're planning on where they can go to take showers, and I'm like, well, go to your mama's house and go poop there, too. Just doing everything we can to use some water.
He went through that. We had five in the house counting the kids, and I already had to repair the septic field. 52 tons of rock to be exact, and had to have it pumped out. So, just been there, done that, bud. That's just part of a daddy's responsibility, that's all.
It's starting to rain.
85 and 26.
Tonight up here.
Your field lines are stopped up?
I don't know. Everything got backed up in the house. I mean, I looked at my weather station. We've had over right at 3 inches of rain this month, and I think most of that was in the last, couple days. So, I mean, we've definitely had a ton of rain, but I don't know. I'm hopeful that's it, but I don't know. I'm a little bit leery that it may just be something else might be wrong, because it's only been 2 years since we had it pumped out. So the drain field's definitely not working as good as it should.
One time, and I thought it was the fuel line, but when I dug it up, the pipe where it first entered into the septic tank, they stuck it in there too far, and it was kind of halfway up against the wall and let it clog up. Index in it?
I was mentioned yesterday. I've always been leery about putting that stuff in because you hear mixed stories about whether it does any good or not.
It's the microscopic bugs that start eating up all of this stuff. I mean, we have them in a big tank of those things that eat up all of our wastewater out here.
4 HK. Another thing I've seen happen with septic tanks, Andrew, because I did it for a little while, is the D-box will get out of adjustment. Somebody will run it over, or something just get unlevel, and then all of it will start running down one line instead of all the lines like it's supposed to. So that's why I say you want to have somebody check it before you just have it pumped out. That way they can figure out what's going on.
Well, please have them come out and check. Probably call the same people that did pump it out and see what they can find out. I don't know if they'll come out if it's raining, but maybe I can get them out this weekend or maybe Friday or something. We'll have to see.
Run down into it?
Well, started yesterday. My wife was washing dishes, did a couple loads of clothes, and then everything started getting backed up.
In New York?
No, just the one tree in the very back of the yard, so it's probably, if it's near the drain lines, it's probably close to the end.
Here, I'm backing away.
Montana. Sounds like the new ones are doing good, Patrick. Antennas, it sounds like your new ones are doing pretty good.
Doing all. I can hit the repeater on the 10 box. I'm receiving it 40 over 9 now.
Interested out of the repeater?
Yeah, I was going to say we need to. For 8 catch. Clear.
4 to 147, 285. KN4 GFW, clear.
Yeah, clear.